Somewhere way back in my childhood, a family friend came to visit, and she gave both me and my brother a JFK half dollar. And I just loved that. I loved that thing. It was so pretty. And just, I don't know, JFK, you know, that time was a big deal. And so we got these JFK half dollars, brand new, shiny. My brother saved his. He kept his a while. Mine was gone probably the next day. And no, it won't surprise you that I went down to the dime store and bought a book. which just tells you how long ago it was that you could buy anything for 50 cents. But I just went down there and I was so excited that I could use it and get something I'd been looking at. It was a big surprise to get it. So I was just, as usual, not too big into the delayed gratification. Now, I do have to say, though, that when we spend quickly, a lot of it is because we don't want to delay gratification. But there is also a subtext to it, and that is that we're not worried about whether there will be more. We're not worried about whether we will get by. If we are always worried about having enough or not having enough, then we will cling really tightly to everything that we have. I grew up in a very middle-class, comfortable family. And I knew that I didn't need to worry about keeping that 50 cents for something that we needed. I knew I would be provided for. How much joy could we find in human life if we could let go of our worries about whether we would be enough or whether we would have enough? How would that trust that we'd have change our way of being in the world and our way of being with other people? Because if we cannot find it in ourselves to trust, then we become like one of the people in the gospel story today, the one talent person. The one talent person lives in fear. Make no mistake about it, this was not greed, it was fear. He assumes the master is harsh, and so he takes no risks with the gift that has been given to him, and he embraces no one. He is content with the structure as it is. He's fine with the way things are, and he just doesn't trust it. We are Christians, and we are called to be generous of heart, and we're called to not cling so tightly to our gifts that they can't be used or shared. We are called to give our talents to the world. And of course, it is that time of the year when we're preparing the budget. And so the Episcopal Church, in its wisdom and sneakiness, has put in this sharing of talents at this time of year. But it's more than money. It's about what you trust God with. It's about giving your time and your faith and your resources and your creativity and, yes, your money, if you can afford to do it, giving it to God's work in some way. This is the thing. The talents we are given by God are not intrinsically valuable, but they are powerful if we pool them and share them with other people. And that is the beauty of a community like this one. Even if we were entirely a collection of fearful one talent persons, we could come together to find the trust to become the body of Christ. Together we can remember that there is enough, that God is enough, that the Master loves us, and that we can change the world if we live with trust in God. But some of us worry, we're fearful. We don't really mistrust God, but we have trouble putting all of our faith in something we can't see. And if we're not careful, we'll choose to live in fear of the day the Master will return, in fear that we will not have enough, and we'll take that one talent that God has given us, and we will cling to it or we will bury it so that it does no one any good. I always find the end of this passage very harsh, that the people who are not trusting of God, like this one talent slave, that they are thrown into the outer darkness. But generally, as in most cases, we throw ourselves into that darkness by choosing to be fearful and by not finding the courage to trust God. But remember, again, that one talent, like that JFK half dollar I once had, has no intrinsic value. That half dollar was beautiful. I can still picture it. But I couldn't eat it or drink it. I couldn't wear it. I couldn't use it to shelter myself from the elements. It only had value when it was used. And it was like the one talent that's given to each of us. We can't even be proud of it because it's given to us by God. It's given to make the world better, not to be buried, not to be clutched tightly, but to be given to God and to the people around us. It is always a good time to ask how we spend the gifts that God has given us. The gifts of time and energy, money, love, compassion. We have the choice. We can choose to be a one-talent person, doomed to the outer darkness by our own fear of letting go. And our society nurtures this willingness to clutch everything to ourselves because we are competition-driven, we're accomplishment-driven. And so we are taught in our society to get our own and to keep it for ourselves. But when we do that, we exile ourselves to the dark. We're the body of Christ. We're supposed to trust Jesus. We're supposed to trust each other. If we keep everything we have individually, we might look more accomplished or richer than others. But we have assumed that our master is harsh, and we have kept our gift so that it cannot be fully used. Any person can choose to live in the outer darkness. And if you live out there, no one can take away your one little talent. But as the body of Christ, we're called to do something differently. We are called to trust God by helping others trust God enough to open our hand and hand over that one talent, that shiny half dollar, and see how the God of grace and abundance can use it to change the world. Amen.